We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting a brand new parak, Parak Ha'or V'Haroitev. Parak Ha'or V'Haroitev discusses a lot about Tumah V'Tahira. So a very small hakdama to the halachas of Tumah V'Tahira. Now there's the two Tumas that we're handling in our parak, in our Mishnah is Tumas Oichlim and Tumas Nevelis. Tumas Oichlim is where Oichel becomes Tameh from a Sheretz. Now there's a machlokes Rishonim, if in order to mekabel tumah has to be kebeya or not, but definitely to transmit tumah has to be a beya. So the shear when it comes to tumas oichlim is the shear of kebeya. It has to be the size of egg. The shear of nevela is a kezayis. It has to be a shear kezayis. And it has to be basa of nevela. That's the shear if it has to transmit tumah has to be a shear of a kezayis. So that's the shiurim when it comes to tumas oichlim, tumas nevelas. And Tumas Tavelis obviously is more common than Tumas Oichlim because Oichel becomes Tamei from a Sheretz is a Rishon. And a Rishon cannot be Metama Adam, only can Metama other food. But it can't Metama Adam. Masha Inkain, and Tumas Tavelis, which is Ava Tumma, can Metama Adam. Now, the Mishnah discusses that there are certain extensions to the food that could transmit Tumma to the food or transmit Tumma to other things. One's called a Shomer, and one's called a Yad. A shomer is something that protects the food. For example, that if it's something that grows in the ground, it means like a shell will be called a shomer. When it comes to a piece of meat, a skin over it will be called a shomer. That's called a shomer, it protects it. Then there's another thing called a yad. A yad is a handle. A handle is, let's say, a stem when it comes to a fruit, that's a handle. And when it comes to meat, it would be like a bone. A bone that doesn't have marrow. A bone that has marrow actually is the case of a shomer. That's another example of a shomer. A bone that has marrow is a shomer because the bone is protecting the marrow. But if you have a bone and around the bone is the meat, so the bone, you hold the bone, you hold the meat with the bone, it's like a handle. It's called a yad. So it's in a shomer and a yad. We'll see the nafkaminas between a shomer and a yad, different nafkaminas. And legavi tziruf, legavi transmitting tumma. So those are some of the basic halachas of our Mishnah. So let's see the Mishnah inside. The Mishnah is enumerate, I think, around 8 different items, which are part of the animal, part of the basa, part of the meat. Some of them are mitzdarif and a metamei because they are a shomer, and some of them is because they are, even though they're not regular meat, but they're eaten together with the meat. So then they can be mitzdarif as well to the shear to become tamei or to transmit tumah. Zok the mishnah, ha'or, the skin. So ar is an example of a shomer. Or is a shomer, and therefore you see it's mitzdarif to the shear of tumas oichlim. So or v'haroitiv, roitiv is the gravy. The gravy is not a shomer. The gravy is mitzdarif because since it's eaten together with the meat, when it gets congealed and you eat a piece of meat, you eat a piece of roitiv together with the meat automatically. So therefore it's considered part of the meat and can be mitzdarif. V'akipa, kipa are spices that you use to spice the meat, and since you eat it together with the meat, so it's mitzdarif. So the first one was a shomer, the next two were things you eat together with the meat. Va'olol, olol is a machlokes in the Gemara, what it means, but the one shot that's a kuliyama in the Gemara is that sometimes when you fillet the skin off the meat, there's some pieces of meat, very small piece of meat stuck to the skin. That meat is called the olol. So that also doesn't have a shame meat by itself, but only since I eat it together with the rest of the meat, so it's called a tziruf. Va'atzomois, some say it's not shomer. We have to see the Gemara exactly what's pshat and all. Va'atzomois is bones. Bones, if it has marrow inside, it's considered a shomer, and that's why the bones will be mitzdarif to the shear of kebeya. Va'gidim, gidim is tendons. The gidim are things that are like tendons, which Rashi says is not really basa, but you eat it sometimes together with the basa. Comes in, you know, it's a vein in the middle of the meat, you'll eat it together with the basa. Va'karnayim is, and actually, we'll speak at Rashash soon, we'll see the Mishnah a little bit further. Va'karnayim are the horns. The horns, pashtus is also because it's soft. The bottom of the horns are soft, and it could be eaten. Sometimes it's eaten together with the meat. So therefore, it's not really oichel, but it's mitzdarif to oichel. Va'tlofim is the hooves, those are a shomer. They're a shomer on the bottom of the meat, on the bottom of the foot, the tlofim are a shomer, and therefore it's mitzdarif. So we have over here, the ard of atzomis and tlofim are shomerim. The other ones are all types of things they eat together with the meat. All these things are mitzdarifim. letame tumas oichlim, the mitzdarif to metame tumas oichlim. That metame tumas oichlim means that if it becomes tame, it could transmit tuma. It needs a shir kabeya to transmit tuma. This is called a kabeya. You look at the meat. The meat's only a kazayis. No, but you use the bone or the skin to mitzdarif to the shir kabeya.
Even though
R is not edible because it's a shomer, even though the bone is not edible because it's a shomer, the other things are edible, even though they're not really meat that you serve as a meat. But this is easy to get with the thing. It's mitzdar. Yeah, even though it's not edible, it's mitzdar. So it's mitzdar after the shear. Avaloilu tumas nevelas. When it comes to shear nevelas, nevela has to be a kazayis. It will not be mitzdar after the shear of nevela. Why not? Because the Torah has a meat, but mevlosav loy ba'atzamis loy begid lebar. And even gidim are not kemitzdarif. So on this, the Rosh Hashas, the afidim adiyom yesh begidim noisentam, isn't gidim like regular meat. So he says there must be some kind of meat for that. That gidim are not considered meat, and there's no didn't nevel on that kemitzdarif. So all these things can have mitzdarif to nevelus. We'll see in the Gemara, kubi has a din; it can transmit tuma, but it's not mitzdarif to the shear. Ki yotzibai, a similar idea with it, where we're mechalik between tumas nevelus and tumas oichlim. The similar idea is a whole shaykhis to the what we just learned to have a shomer and that a whole different idea that we find is a chil between tumas oichlam and tumas avelis. So Rashi learns that the case over here is you have four conditions. The four conditions is the yisrael shechting and zdafka shechting. So that's number two, and it's a behemah tameya and it's for a goy. So the halacha is like this. When a yid shechs a behema tahira for himself, the minute he shechs it, even though it's still convulsing, which means mefarcheses, still convulsing, the halacha is that the behema is mutter to eat. It's not even menachai. They're bothering because you didn't eat it, but it's not even menachai once you shecht it. It's really geshachta. That's the halacha by a behema tahira that a yid shechs. When a goy kills his animal, he doesn't have din shechita, it's not mutter to eat until it's dead. It has to be dead in order to eat it. So it can't have tumas oichlam until it's dead. Here the chiddush is like this. If you shecht a behema tameya for a goy, and it's mefarcheses, it'll be metame tumas oichlam. Because since the Yisrael is shechting it, and for him, it's considered a shechita, so then it's considered a oichel for the goy. And it's kedai, in such a case, to read the whole Rashi inside. So we're going to read the Rashi inside, and the Rashi is the first wide line. Because Rashi is going to go through, why couldn't there be a Behemah Tahira? Why couldn't it be for Yisrael? So let's read the Rashi inside. It's the first wide line, and the Rashi is an easy Rashi. HaShoychet Behemah Tamei Elohim Chavim. So Rashi. V'dafka Yisrael, because you don't want it to be Yisrael. V'dafka Shechita. V'dafka Tamei. V'dafka Elohim Chavim. And Rashi explains. Yisrael Shechet Behemah Tamei Elohim Chavim. He shechted a Behemah Tamei. He shechted a camel for a guy. I don't know if guy eat camel meat, but let's say they do. He shechted it for the guy. Still convulsing. Even for a goy, he's not allowed to eat it if he does it. Why? The misa has to be dead. And shechita doesn't work till it's dead. I feel lucky, but still. Since Yisrael shechted and shechita ma'ayisa, by him, it's mutter by Torah. Hilkach mashvile machshav toyach uchlo b'shechita. Makes it into oichlo b'shechita. Af b'tmei elohim chavim. That's the chiddush. Aval, zogt Rashi, all the other cases wouldn't be possible. Aval, oivachavim b'shchita, if he did the shchita, missing the first condition, that's Yisrael, lo yimashkleim achshavase ochlo, lo yashka shchita l'abe, he doesn't have shchita. V'chei Yisrael b'nechir, if Yisrael just did a killing, didn't do a shchita, also lav ochlo mashkle, lo yashka nechir l'abe, he doesn't have nechir. V'ochi tanya, noch rein by tumo, shal klum, is no tumas oichlum. Aye, you tahira li Yisrael or Yitzrich lemisti the koshkein to have a uchlo miyavish kedusha. If it's a Yisrael shechting a behemah tahira, of course it's mutter. It's of course it's oichel. V'tmei li Yisrael imashli uchlo the bat machshavta, and a tmei for Yisrael can't be making into oichel because Yisrael not eating tmei. Therefore, only in this case is it become tumas oichel.
Yisrael kills a camel.
Right, kills a camel that will not. And machesed will be ostiyit, and the girl will be ostiyit.
No, would the
yid be yes. As dafka shchita. Only a shchita. So here, metame tumas oichlin, back in the Mishnah, avaloi tumas tevelos, because the velos definitely has to be dead. You can't have it in shchita. Obviously not. So avaloi tumas tevelos. Ach Thomas told it's dead, oy ach yazres, you cut off the head. We're there. If you cut off the head, the chlish is, even if it's convulsing, but cut off the head, it's considered an avail. It's an avail machayim. So therefore, that would be an avelus. So just for another example, to mechalek, tumas oichlam, tumas avelus, and how we mechalek, by a case of shchita for a goy, on a behemoth tameh. So our Mishnah beginning talked about shomer and mitzarev, there's a chiluk. Here's another case with the difference. And Zok, the Mishnah, repeats over the klal that we just learned, Rebel of Tamit Tumas Oichlam, Ash Rebel Tamit Tumas Avelis. There's more cases of Tumas Oichlam than Tumas Avelis. What are more cases? First of all, we said the Gabi, the Shomer, that's Mistarif, and also the Gabi, case of Ashkita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, by the way, Rabbi Yehuda says that Olol, the Olol is, we said, the little pieces of skin that stuck to the, when you fillet the skin, piece of meat there. Ha Olol, Amachunis, Im Yeshba Kazais, Makwe Chayavalot. That if it's enough for kazayis, it's a shir nevela. He holds that if it's enough meat stuck to the ar, that it automatically, that all together, it adds up to kazayis, it will be considered basar for nevela. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Not like Tanakhama says, olol is not considered meat. So the Gemara. Gemara is now going to start with this, the dinim of shomer and yad, and the difference between them, and in regards to tumas oichlam and tumas nevelas. So the Gemara. Tanila don rabbanon, our Mishnah corresponds to the following brisa. Tanila Otor Rabbon. Shomrim l'tumakala. There's an idea of shomrim for tumakala, which means tumas sheretz, tumas oichlam. But lo shomrim l'tumas l'chamura, which is tumas nevelis. So more explains. Shomrim l'tumakala v'nala. The time you learn the Be'er Shmuel, the Be'er Shmuel learned in a brisa. The pasuk says, al kol zera zirua, ashi yizirea tarhu. And if it gets water in it, something falls in it, it becomes tameh. And there's an extra word, zera, the lashon of the pasuk is zera zerua. What's this extra word? Teach us like this. Kederuch shmei adam meitzin lezria, chita b'klipasav, esera b'klipasav, adoshav b'klipasav. That it's mekabel tumah, even with its klipa. Because when you plant wheat, or you plant lentils, you plant it with the husk. The husk is the thing that goes around the wheat. The wheat has bran around it, that you actually eat. But around the bran, something called the husk. The husk is removed before you eat it and before you grind it. You can't eat the husk, it's not edible. But when you plant it, you plant it with the husk. Above the husk, they have something like, it's called sayar, which is like hairs coming out. So that is even a shomer l'shomer, it's not called a shomer. But the husk is called a shomer, why? Because you plant it that way. Since you plant it that way, that's the limud that is din shomer by oichlam. Now, that's a din when it comes to tumas sheretz. Because here in that pasuk talking about something that got hechsher, then if sheretz falls in it, it becomes tumah. But v'loy shomer l'tumah chamura. But there's no din shomerim l'tumah chamura, which means it won't be mitzdar. If this pasuk is teaching us, we'll see later on in the Gemara about Riches Kuf Yeches on tomorrow's shir, we'll see that the shomer is mitzdar. We'll learn from this pasuk that the shomer is mitzdar to the shir, but not by nevel. V'lo yishayim v'tumah chamura. Menala, and Tanah v'lo d'braisa, it says in the Pasuk, b'nevlasa, it says in the Pasuk, anageh b'nevlasa, yitmad arev, b'nevlasa, v'lo yba'ar. Shein lov k'zayis basar. Not on skin that doesn't have k'zayis basar. Zok the braisa v'ayta. Yochal nageh k'negeh basar ma'acherev. Maybe, on top of Kufi Chesim Ralef, maybe if you touch the basar on the outside by the skin, lo yeh tameh, tamalem yitma, that you are tameh. My comment, it's a theory. You just told me, Nevlasav Laibar. Then you tell me, oh, if you touched the R, you tell me. Make up your mind. Is it tell me or not? My comment. Amarav Avamrila Kadi. Some say it's Kadi who said this. Either the Mashal learns before and Daf Ahibaba and Zayin that Kadi is, when the Gemara didn't know the Tana, so then it just said Kadi. So Akapanim, what's found in the price? So Chsuri Mechsav, Achdani. But Nevlasav Laibar Arshan of Gazayas. Only Nevlasav is Tomei, has Tomei. Not by Arshin Lo Kazayis. That doesn't have Tumah. The Loi by Arshin Lo Kazayis Basa. The Ar Mishnim Kazayis. And the Ar is Mishnim Kazayis, that won't work. So the Miat is that the Ar cannot be Mashlim to the Shir Kazayis. But Yachol She'ani Moitzi Af Arshin Lo Kazayis Basar, then I get Kenega Basar Acharav. Maybe I say that Arshin Lo Kazayis Basar, and I touch the Ar from the outside. Yachol Lo Yitamei. If I feel my yad, not me of it, it shouldn't even be like a yad. Tam aloy ma yitma. Comes the pasuk and it says, yitma, that it could be matame. So like this. We said before in the Akdama, there's something called a shomer, something called a yad. A yad, l'kul yam, is not mitzdarif. The stem of a fruit is not mitzdarif to the sheer kebeya to transmit tumah. That's for sure not. But it could transmit tumah if the apple itself is kebeya, the stem transmits. The stem is a transmitter both ways. That's a yad. A shomer has a maila, like we're saying, a shomer has a maila by tuma kala, which means tumas oichlim, that it can be starved to the shir kebay. So the R is definitely not mitzdarif, even though the R is a shomer, but it comes to, even though it's a shomer, when it comes to the veil, it's not mitzdarif, because the veil is not mitzdarif. So you would think, if it's not mitzdarif, maybe it can't transmit either. We call transmitting yad, because yad is not mitzdarif, it's transmitted. So maybe it's a shomer, and it doesn't do nothing. It's not mitzdarif, and it's not transmitting. That's the price says. When it has a shir kezayis, and I touch the R, maybe it won't transmit tumma. It will transmit tumma. So the bottom line is, we're saying, of course, there's a din yad and shomer by nevela legabi transmitting, just not legabi tziruf. Legabi tziruf is no din yad and shomer, but legabi transmitting there is a din of yad and shomer. So that's what we're holding right now. Metzchem tomorrow we'll start with Tan Hassam, the Mishnah Uksim. But remember these yisoidis. There's a yad. There's a shomer by shomer by tumas. Oichlin, it's mitzdarif to the shir, not by yad, even by Tumas Oichlin, only by shomer. And there's a halacha that by nevela there's no such thing as sirif, because of lost lebar, but it could transmit tumah. Both the yad and the shomer could transmit tumah, even by tumas nevelas.